Hi, this is Lauren, the supervisor you were transferred to. If I could get just a moment to get the account pulled up so that I
Sure.
can be of better assistance for you today. Sorry, just bear with me one moment here. All right, and if I could, if you don't mind, if I could just have you confirm the shipping address so that I can have that for my notes.
Well, I'll give you my address. I didn't order this, so I don't know why it was shipped to me, but I'll give you my address. 13868 Countryside Ranch Road, Grass Valley, California, 95949.
So you didn't order a foot massager for $7.45?
Right.
Right, because with that being ordered, that was the first product for access to our gadget store, and it would have been free for the first product, but the gadget store does come with that monthly subscription of $49.97, but you didn't order that first one with the foot massager?
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't remember. That was just before Christmas, and it was quite chaotic around here. So if I know there have been a number of questions posed by various consumer operations online, and if you answer the questions, they give you the opportunity to pay the shipping and handling for the gift of your choice. And I may have done one of those for a foot massager, but beyond that, I did not do anything to incur the $49.97.
So with the foot massager, if you had done that, it would have explained on the terms and conditions with that. Those would have had a little box next to them that you would have had to check and agree to the terms and conditions. That also comes with access to our gadget store, which is a monthly membership until it's canceled. And that does come with that rate of $49.97, I believe it is. So if it's a fraudulent order, what we would do is we would take all the information in the account and provide it to your local authorities down to the IP address that was used to place the order, which will identify, even the device that was used to place the order, and that they would investigate to see where that order came from. So if you don't believe it's fraudulent, we can certainly see what we can do to fix it on that end. But in the case of a fraudulent thing, we would turn everything over to the authorities as far as investigating where the charges originated from.
You know, that's kind of confusing. I don't remember doing anything that would have had a future involvement. If I selected one of the free gifts from, say, Home Depot's survey, I was told in that request that I would pay the shipping fee, and that was it. There was no communication that I was sent, nor was there any that I consented to that said that I would be part of an ongoing situation.
So for the case of this, that would have had to have been agreed to in order for the order to be placed.
That would have had to have been what?
That would have had to have been agreed to in order for this foot massage order to go through. Our orders can't be placed without the terms and conditions being agreed to.
Okay, well then I have not agreed to any such condition or term.
All right, so in that case, we'll go ahead and get all this information and provide it to your local authorities and allow them to investigate the source of these charges.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I can go ahead and provide a refund on this.
Okay, so the $49.97 will be refunded to my Visa account?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and who are the local authorities?
Whichever ones are local to your address. I fill out the document and then my boss sends that out. So I put the address, the email, the phone number, all that in, and my boss sends that out. I don't call them up personally and say, here you go. We have a document system we have to fill out.
Okay.
So it's whichever ones are local to you. If they have questions, though, they'll reach out to you as far as any follow-up questions or anything like that.
Okay. All right. But the $49.97 has been refunded. Is that
right? I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Just bear with me one moment here. Bear with me just one more moment here.
Sure.
All right, we've got that refund process for you. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days, depending on how quickly your financial institution processes that sort of thing. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, but thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Not a problem. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for contacting customer support.
You do. You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.